This is a podcast from Team Ease, Assessing Innovation, on Joomla Community Magazine.
Hello, I'm Nicholas Dionysopoulos. I'm here with Kyle Ledbetter from Joomla Praise. Hello, Kyle.
Hey, Nicholas. Glad to be here.
Glad to have you with us. Can you tell us a bit about yourself and your company?
Sure. I kind of operate as the manager over Joomla Praise and our other sites, AdminPraise and Project Fork. And I kind of am an all-between kind of guy. I do a little bit of managing, a little bit of designing, and a little bit of support, and all between that. And I try to corral the cats and get everybody else. Pretty much, they execute on all my crazy ideas, and they put up with my ADHD when it comes to Joomla development.
So you have a very complete and thorough overview of the entire template and web development business, and this is very good because today we will be talking about template frameworks, if we need them, and if we don't, why is that? So what do you believe? Do you need a template framework for template development?
That's a tricky question. I think yes and no. You know, for some people, it makes a lot of sense. Some of the bigger guys out there, like Rocket Theme with their Gantry framework, their templates are extremely complex. So it's a huge time saver for their development to be able to have a framework that's a jump-off point for the templates. But also, I like that they went ahead and GPL'd it so everybody else can start with their framework and build some complex templates. And then there's lighter frameworks out there, like Corey Webb made Motif, which is an extremely lightweight one that just gives you shortcuts. I like those a little bit more because it's our style of framework. It's really lightweight. Everybody knows our template says probably the most simple out of the Joomla template clubs. So if we would ever use a framework, I'd be attracted to something like that.
Something lightweight.
Yeah, exactly, because theirs is kind of like shorthand code. You don't have to do the full module position and put a div wrapper and things like that around it. It's just one short snippet that calls the module and puts a custom ID on it and things like that. So I could see that as a big time saver. But we still kind of steer away from any of those frameworks just because we believe that Joomla itself and any CMS is a theme or a template framework. It has all the hooks built in. And you can build them very simply with a small amount of code and just pure CSS. So we don't really want to tie ourselves to another framework or make another one just because there's so many of them out there now. We want our users to be able to edit our templates and be immediately familiar with the code and know what to do and not have to learn a completely new framework just to edit a template.
I think this is a very important point because many users do not actually buy the templates just to have them in their original format and design, as you ship them. They use them as the ground base to create their own unique template. So when someone buys one of your templates or downloads one of the free ones and wants to modify it, will he expect to find a third-party layout system, for example, one of the grid systems out there?
No, we actually use a really simplified version of the grid systems. We just stripped it down to what we commonly use in our templates. And, you know, it's the collapsible left or right columns and things like that. And we have module positions where there's four or three modules across. So we've kind of borrowed that idea from the grid systems, but we just made a really lightweight version of that that we always use.
Okay. So if someone wants to add, for example, module positions, will he be able to do so easily, or will he have to dig deep into the code?
There's no real digging deep in any of our code because it's shallow. It's easy to figure out. Everything's very simple to break down when you look at the layout. And in our latest templates, we provide tons of module positions that are all collapsible. So there's no real need to add module positions, but it would be very simple if you wanted to.
That's very good. Your templates, do they have any base elements regarding usability and search engine optimization? For example, do they create optimized code for SEO?
We don't do a whole lot in terms of, I think the best way templates can help SEO would be via template overrides, but we don't do that a lot anymore because there's so many SEO components out there that do this for you. They'll search and replace and insert H2s and H1s and things like that. Ours are SEO friendly mainly because they are lightweight and they put the content first.
So the lack of extraneous code actually makes them much better for the search engines, and I can see a very valid point here. I actually like this approach. So according to your experience, not using a framework has been a competitive advantage or a disadvantage?
I think for us, it's an advantage because it's a differentiator. Kind of everybody has jumped on the bandwagon and wants to hurry up and get some kind of framework together. And we're taking the opposite position, saying that, just like we always have, we don't like to throw everything in our templates. We let our templates get out of the way of Joomla. If you want a slider, you use a module for that, install that. If you need SEF, install an SEF extension. So we try to keep our templates strictly XHTML and CSS and let Joomla do the rest.
I've seen that you have some more, let's say, advanced templates, even templates which are designed for mobile devices. Can you please tell us which are those more advanced templates and who helped to develop them?
It's always been just me and my business partner Gary that do all of our design and development. I'm kind of leading the iPhone, iPad, and mobile development just because I'm a big fanboy. So I always have fun kind of digging into that code and seeing what I can do. Just like everything else, we don't cram it all into one template. We made Mobile Praise, which is an iPhone template, and it actually works on any WebKit browser. And you install it separately if you want it. And we have a free plugin that lets you tell which browser to use which template. So you can say iPhones will see Mobile Praise. And this is really, we're seeing a lot of success with that because everybody that has their own desktop template can add Mobile Praise on top of it instead of having to change to a completely new template that has the mobile built in.
That's a very nice approach. I really like that. So now a slightly different question. Do you think that template frameworks are just another buzzword and something which will die off very quickly, or is it something which is here to stay?
I definitely think it's here to stay. They've been around, it seems like, a little bit longer in some other CMSs like Drupal and WordPress. I've seen frameworks for a while now. I think some of them will die off, or maybe the hype will die off, but I think some of the bigger guys will stick around, like Morph and Gantry, which they're all different and unique in their own right, which is good and bad. It's good because there's variation, and it's bad because there's so many more things to learn. But I think they're definitely here to stay for at least a long time, and we'll see new versions popping up all the time.
So if, let's say, we have a novice user who is trying to build his own template for his site, if he decides to go with a framework, how he should prepare himself for this endeavor?
I would say if it's a novice, you got to pick the one that has the best documentation. And I'm thinking you have to choose well and do your research well, because you're going to be tied to that framework for a while. And it's going to be a huge pain if you move to a different one. You have to relearn. It's almost like relearning an entire templating structure for a different CMS, you know. So pick the one that has the most options and the easiest usability and updates, and pick it from a club that's going to be around for a long time.
So it's just like selecting any other web software. You need to be sure that you can find an abundance of documentation and have support for a long time before you proceed.
Exactly. And, you know, licensing is definitely something to consider too, because if that club goes away, you want to be able to take that code and keep building on it.
That's true. Now, do you think that there is some, let's say, demographic of users which should not even consider using a framework?
Yeah, definitely. You know, that's our demographic. We aim for the entry level, but at the same time, it's kind of interesting that developers love our stuff too, because it's so simple and it's not tied to a framework. A lot of developers know Joomla so well that they don't want to have to use somebody else's framework. They want to use their knowledge. So not using a framework has kind of opened us up to very contrasting ends of Joomla, the noobs and the pros.
So true. Since you're not using a framework, if someone has one of your templates and he wants to upgrade, what are the steps required to do that?
For upgrading to a new version of that template, or upgrading to a new version of Joomla?
I mean upgrading to a new version of the same template, because as we all know, templates may have template overrides, which are PHP code. They have PHP code in various places. So if there is a vulnerability found and you fix it, or let's say Joomla decides to make a small change like they did lately with the password reset form, and you have to update all the template overrides, how is the end user able to upgrade his template? Of course, supposing that he has taken one of your templates and applied some customizations to it.
Right. Well, you know, when overrides first came out with 1.5, just like everyone else, we got really excited about them and kind of jumped on them, and we're using them on every single file. And then we quickly felt the pain whenever there was updates and we had to change these files on all of our templates. So we've kind of backed away from a lot of updates. We use very minimal CSS and HTML overrides, or I'm sorry, very minimal HTML overrides. So we only have to update few files out there, and our upgrade process is extremely easy, you know, because of that. If we update a template, it's usually something that we can put into our forums and tell them, if you've customized the template, this is all you have to update.
That's a good approach. I guess that less is more in this case.
Yeah, I mean, on every front of everything that we do, keeping it simple has helped everybody. It's helped us in development, and it's helped our customers, because updates are never painful.
What do you foresee for the future of Joomla templates? Which is the direction they're going to take?
Well, I see a few things going on right now. I think that in terms of quality of design, Joomla's always been like Joomla is on everything. It's been in the middle. I think that there have been some more beautiful designs for other CMSs out there, and now a lot of clubs are stepping up in Joomla, and they're feeling the pressure because there's so much competition. So it's driving innovation, and it's driving variation. I'm seeing all kinds of contests from clubs where you win a certain amount of money for submitting your design. So it's kind of obvious that these bigger clubs are seeing now that they need to change up their designs. It can't be the same thing every month. So that's exciting for me, because I was very frustrated when we first got into this with the lack of variation in the template clubs. So I like that's a big change right now. I love it. Another big change that I'm seeing and that we're doing as well is things like CSS3. Yeah. People are using it more and more, and they're just saying, you know, IE is going to be graceful degradation, where the corners won't be grounded, there won't be drop shadows on the text and things like that. Another thing that just popped out is the Google Fonts, their API. We've started using those in some of our templates too, where it's allowing you to use more fonts out there. So there's going to be more and more stuff like this that's popping up, and it's going to continue to evolve the design, which is awesome. It's a fun time to be doing this.
Of course it is, and I would also like to ask you, there is a lot of hype about mobile devices such as the iPhone, the Android devices, the iPad. More and more such devices are coming to the stores every day, and I think that there was a research which showed that more than 50% of people will experience the web only through mobile devices over the next 5 years or so. Do you see a growing interest for mobile friendly templates?
Oh yeah, definitely. We just recently released an iPad Joomla admin template from AdminPraise, and it's been hugely popular with our users. It's been way more popular than I anticipated. And now we're going to do the same thing on the front end. We're about to release an iPad template specifically laid out like other iPad apps. So you can make device-specific user interfaces. I'm a huge iPad fanboy. I spend way too much money on iPad apps because I love the quality of design and the different experience with touching the screen and all the different swipes and things you can do. So I think that all these different devices is having an influence on all the design. We're rethinking everything that we do for these devices because you interact with it totally different than you would with a regular mouse on your screen. So I think with all these devices, whenever everybody steps up with their slate or their tablet or whatever they want to call it, that is just going to continue inspiring designers and it's going to drive the need. It's going to be kind of interesting because everybody's going to be making different templates inspired by different devices. It's flipping on its head almost, you know. You're making designs specifically for the device instead of just making a design for everything.
That's very good. So pretty soon, when we are designing a Joomla website or just about any website, we'll have to think the bigger picture and not just how it looks on our browser, on our computer, like we used to, let's say, 10 years ago. We're entering a more dynamic nature of websites. I'd say that we're now entering a phase where a website is actually a web application.
Yeah, I agree. And it's gonna, all these different devices, including the TV. You know, you're gonna have to have a specialized site for that device and for that experience because it's gonna be different every time.
That's true. I had never thought of that, but yeah, internet in televisions is actually becoming more and more popular. Do you have anything else you would like to share with our audience?
I would just say that if you're in Joomla already or if you're looking at Joomla, that I think this is one of the more exciting times that we've ever had. With 1.6 rapidly coming out, people are already talking about 1.7. We're looking into the future, and it's the whole community itself is advancing, and everybody working on the inside is kind of coming together. So I think we're finally doing away with all the any kind of negativity we had in the past, and everybody really is truly coming together in Joomla right now. So it's fun to be a part of it. We feel like we're extremely lucky and fortunate to be a part of all this.
This is indeed a very fortunate time for Joomla. We're moving forward very fast. One thing that I forgot to ask you earlier is, do you think that Joomla 1.6 is better for a template maker?
Yeah, definitely. I think it is on the front and the back end. On the front end, I'm excited that the new template styles that you can have. You can have pre-configured styles for that particular template that you can assign to menu items. So different pages can be using different color schemes and things like that. So it opens the door for a lot more creativity with the front end template. And on the back end, I'm really, really pumped up that the back end of Joomla is now going to be MVC. Which means that when we're making admin templates, we can override the whole layout, which we could never do before. So now we're kind of limited by our imagination. We can do whatever we want, which is it's kind of scary at the same time. You know, I kind of like living within boundaries sometimes where I feel like I'm pushing the boundaries when I can do anything. It's almost scary. So we're going to be reaching out to the community to kind of ask them, what do you want in the Joomla admin?
And I saw your blog post today where you do exactly this thing. You ask everybody what they would like to see in a Joomla admin template. And I think this is very positive because, as you will see, there are a lot of very strong and different opinions about how Joomla administrator should be. And as a Joomla user, I really want to see something which doesn't look like Mambo's administrator.
Yeah, I think it's time for that layout to go away. And I'm pretty much everybody shares that feeling. And it's definitely served it well, and I know why that layout's still around. But the future mm-hmm. is going to be really exciting with where we can go with more modern interfaces and script libraries and the overrides. I think you're going to see lots of changes going on. So I think we're going to be playing a little bit of catch-up with the WordPress layout and the Drupal 7 layout. But we were really inspired by the Drupal 7 design experience project because they went out to the community to see what they wanted. So I encourage everybody to chime in and speak your voice. Let us know what you want us to build.
This is great. This is really great. And it is this kind of initiatives that help Joomla go forward. And thank you for taking this initiative.
No, of course. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you very much for being here with us.
Thank you. I really enjoyed it.
You can find more podcasts and articles at magazine.joomla.org.